The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 31st of December, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Listen, you think I can let New Year's come in and don't know where to find me? I have to give my government name.
I love the New Year's intro, Kermit. That was a good one.
You like that, hey?
Yeah, I like that.
Happy!
It felt so newsy. It was like, official.
That's the kind of show we're going to have today. Yeah. But I want to say thank you. Happy Christian New Year to all the people who celebrate New Year at this time of the year. We know that other cultures, ethnicities, religious and spiritual groups may celebrate the New Year, recognize the New Year at different times of the year. Mm-hmm. But today, we say on Christmas, New Year's Eve?
Western New Year's Eve.
Okay, we got a little bit of housekeeping to do. Remember, the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition, open to junior and high school students across the archipelago, will continue into 2026. Also, On the Clock is running a t-shirt and magazine recycling drive. We want to say thank you to all of the individuals who have already donated t-shirts and magazines. You guys check out Rabble Bookshop, a new bookshop on New Providence. It's at number 13 Parkgate, Ponciana Paper Press. Wonderful and interesting gifts, novelties, stickers, postcards, journals, notebooks. Right, it's just posters, t-shirts, tea towels, quarter panels. It's a wide range.
Tote bags.
Perfect for toting from New Year's dinner. Also, Hannah Hasty Tynes, people, my family, my cousins, it's been a long time. We're going to have a January meeting. We're sharing details for the upcoming family reunion, August 2026, and other delights. We're going to celebrate the new year, bring in the new year as a family. Details coming shortly, but it will be the last Thursday of the month, as always. Now, Crystal, I got to send a, you have a shout out? I got a shout out. You want to do your shout out first?
Yes.
Okay, do your shout out.
So, I want to shout out one of my friends, my good friends working in maritime at BAWEN, the Bahamas Wildlife Enforcement Network.
Okay, so she have boats?
Yes.
And she could take us on safari tour?
It's a guy.
He has boats and he could take us on safari tour?
Maybe. If you're listening, Donald, his name is Donald Neely. He's now leading seaman Donald Neely. Congratulations. And if you do, call in. Call in if you could take us on those boat safari tours.
Hold on, wait. You work for RBD? Repeat his professional title?
Leading Seaman Donald Neely.
All right. Is he RBDF?
Technically, yes.
Okay, never mind. Never mind on the boats, Donald Neely and your supervisors. That was just an idea we had before. I know you are a Marine. Never mind. You good. Right? Because...
Yeah, no safari.
Just because you in charge of the boats don't mean they're your boats. That's my bad. But congratulations. Why are we shouting him out?
Yes. We're shouting him out because he's just got a promotion.
And what's he?
The leading seaman.
So you just got the promotion to leading seaman. Yeah. What comes before leading seaman? Is it following seaman?
This is a good trivia question. What comes before leading seaman? You can text in at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796.
And
inform our audience.
And luckily for y'all, I have a copy of
Trivia Question. New Year's Eve Trivia Question.
Bye. Tell them who it by. Crystal Holder. Crystal Darling Sargent. That's who it by. It's your trivia question.
Oh, I thought you said the book. Or
oh yeah, no.
No,
okay.
I didn't
so the
write
prize
a book yet.
I had one little thing sitting in my backpack for a special occasion. So if you get the answer correct today, you win a copy of the documentary "Womanish Ways: Freedom, Human Rights, and Democracy: The Women's Suffrage Movement in the Bahamas, 1948 to 1962." Again, if you repeat the question. What in the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, what rank comes immediately below leading seaman? That's the question. And the prize to win today is a copy of the documentary produced by Marion Bethel, directed by Marion Bethel and Maria Govan. Editor was Kareem Mortimer, right? Writer Marion.
I watched this when I was in university, when I was in the College of the Bahamas. I'm aging myself. I'm not that young.
All right.
I went to the College of the Bahamas, but I watched this documentary at the college, and it's a really good documentary. So, guys, it's worth reading.
You have the answer?
Huh?
You have the answer? Miss, go research the answer. So I have a
don't
text
call
answer.
Me out.
That's okay. So let me do my shout
clever.
Out.
I was trying to sound clever.
Let me do my shout out. We got some answers coming in by text. I have a shout out today to a very special person, Miss Crystal Monroe, all the way from Ragged Island. She's an avid listener to Guardian Radio. She listens to On the Clock and all the shows. And she said, "Listen, tell everybody at Guardian, good morning. I love the shows, and I'm tuning in this morning." Listen, I'm trying to figure out how long it would take me to get to Ragged Island on a skiff. I figure I can't come on no big boat. You can't go to Ragged Island.
Why are you trying to do that?
Because
that sounds very unsafe.
Listen, it's not unsafe. It's adventurous. And Ragged Island people is nothing but adventure. I mean, I'm talking about...
But you should wait till you get on Ragged Island to do that adventure. I know sometimes we get mixed up because Bahamas mean, you know, shallow waters, but they ain't that shallow from Nassau to Ragged Island.
I ain't swimming.
You could be.
I ain't gonna be like Blair and Casper on how to go Delilah, where my boy said, "Listen, I would jet ski from Nassau to Miami to see you," you know. Yes. Okay, you have an answer?
According to the internet.
All right. Okay, we have a winner. We have a winner by text. So the question was, in the RBDF, Royal Bahamas Defense Force ranking system, which rank comes immediately below leading seaman? And the answer that the Google gave us?
Yeah.
The answer that the Google gave us was able seaman, and we have an answer. The text winner... The last four digits are 02. Oh, what happened?
So he said he was promoted from able seaman to leading seaman.
Okay, so we got two winners. I got another prize. We got two winners by text because those are the...
Yeah, because...
Oh,
because
you said able
seaman.
Able to leading?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Able is the answer.
Okay, yes.
All right, good stuff. So the text, I got your text information. The last... Four digits are 0210.
What time should they come to collect their prize? Because you know the holiday hours are a thing.
Guardian closing at 12, I think. So I recommend you be here by 11. Try to be here for 11. Try catch the vibe. Just in case we all sneak out early today, because you know what's coming up tomorrow night. It's Junkanoo.
Oh yeah.
We all got to be in our beds catching sleep. So we'd be prepared to stay up all night at Junkanoo. All right, so...
stay up all night and watch Junkanoo.
Maybe.
Maybe, no. You have to do it. It's a cultural tradition. You got to do it.
See, the
you
being...
watch it somehow.
Being up all night is the cultural tradition.
Some networks has worked very hard to provide live coverage.
No, they do.
And as someone who did it several times before.
As a former journalist.
It is very exhausting.
So we should all tune in and support our local journalists, media companies.
Yes, they work extremely hard covering journalism.
All right. So Texas asks, what's your gift? You get a copy of Womanish Ways, Freedom, Human Rights, and Democracy, the Women's Suffrage Movement in the Bahamas, 1948 to 1962.
Extremely informative.
Yeah. I think it's a must-have for Bahamian families.
And I think every child should
watch tonight.
School.
The Texas say tonight, not tomorrow night.
For?
Junkanoo.
Oh, yes, because it's Eve. It's not New Year.
It's not Adam
not
anymore.
It's Eve. Not. It's
okay,
not
so
New Year's.
For our daily dose of positive, and then callers, texters, we're looking for your story of the year and your person of the year. What is the story of the year? What is the person of the year? Now, for our daily dose of positive, right? Have you guys heard about Upskill Bahamas? All right, so here's, I'm going to read from this article. Registrations for government's new Upskill Bahamas program exceeds 8,000 people. Demand for the government's Upskill Bahamas program has exceeded expectations, with officials now seeking to expand capacity to meet the growing interest. PM Davis said on Friday, the platform, launched in November, offers more than 40 courses from over 30 institutions, allowing Bahamians age 16 and older to study fields including technology, business, finance, health, marketing, hospitality, foreign languages, artificial intelligence, and skilled trades, and earn certificates at no cost. Mr. Davis said the program was capped at 8,000 participants, but registrations have exceeded that limit, and negotiations are now underway to increase capacity by a further 5,000 people. Officials said registrants span a wide age range, with some over 60 years old. You can go to ophub.gov.bs. So that's ophub.gov.bs. ophub.gov.bs. I want to read a small quote from the Prime Minister from another article. PM encourages Bahamians to register for Upskill. He added, the Opportunity Hub is a national initiative built to help Bahamians learn about government opportunities, sign up online, share feedback directly, and see real stories of progress. Full stop. This initiative is led by the Ministry of Education in partnership with several higher education institutions, including Harvard University and Oxford University. Right? I think that's a daily dose of positive. Mm-hmm. And listen, New Year's resolution, sign up for a class on ophub.gov.bs. Encourage the young people in your family.
Never too young or old, according to this.
Right, yeah. And you know what may be a great intro for people? As a group or as a family, you all sign up for the same course. So maybe three people in the family sign up to do the same course. You can help each other with the coursework. You could work on projects together. Mm-hmm. And if it's a skills building opportunity, you may be walking towards building a small company. Mm-hmm. Right? I think.
Family business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Davis administration, that's our daily dose of positive for the day. And a great story to end the year with. All right. I hear you, texter. I hear you. I think we'll... So the texter said they're unable to pick it up today. You could pick it up when we open up on Friday, texter. Mm-hmm. The texter's offered to give the gift to another person. I'm wondering if we're going to give the gift to one of the children's homes, residential care facilities for young people. Mm. Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. I hope all is well with you and family.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, Larry, now I can make a small comment, you know, because next year, but you know, we have the worst part of the state in the speaking Caribbean. Because journalist job is to make sure give the populist information and mm-hmm. accurate information. You know, the BME people earning, I know, eye on the ground. The people, you know, I told Dwight a couple of months ago, I was going to give the commission of police 6 months before I started putting a little. He don't know. Mm-hmm. Now, almost a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet, Aaron, you know, I assume it's small bet, you know, with my friends, very associated with. Say, JJ, man, this woman commissioner, boy, dang, boy. I said, man, but sometimes you have to give ladies chances. Like, Margaret Tatum is good, the lady from Trinidad and Tobago strong, and the other good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and she ain't looking too good, man. You know what I mean? She ain't looking too good. But my our goal next year, right, in the GNN, you know, we're going to do everything to try to protect our citizens.
Yeah.
Number one, my children and grandkids can't buy land on the island of the province where they're born.
Mm-hmm.
I told doctor, he peeled the land, hold it back. He ain't did it. Mr. Christian did it. Mr. Bruce Davis. I don't know what, I mean, to me, it looks like these prime ministers hate Bahamas, man. Bahamas is a rich country. Bahamas people catch an L11.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people on the street homeless. You know, maybe we need to take care of our people.
Yeah.
You know, I go, but I see, you know, I be my market sometime between there and East Street and stuff.
That's a space, eh?
Yeah, and that's a nice building. I mean, it's clean now. Go for a service, man. Take care of our people, man. Take care of the LLEs. Take care of the people judge you, how you treat your citizens.
The most vulnerable.
How your hospital is. Send your civil service, right? And somebody put something on the chat nicely. And this guy driving his government truck, and he ain't stopped. He did all kind of crimes. See, Aaron, these are the kind of things I do. Like the fallen man.
You need
to put pressure on the commissioner of police. You need to put pressure on the commander of defense force. The service statements, who demon, our passport, our driver license. I mean, how in the world you can have get a license, you can't speak English to in the roads, man.
And to read the manual required for passing the test.
Exactly. So, Aaron, so a lot of things. See, Aaron, I love the Bahamas, I love girls. See, I am a activist. You know, I married Luby George and Fred Smith, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The same way how they go to the United Nations and get done what they want, we can do the same thing too, you know.
Yeah.
All the Bahamian people, I know all the West Bahamians from this country, the PLP, they're from black, white, Chinese. I come with the author of money. We got to fix this country.
Mm-hmm.
They say they got a deal by the carbon corpus. I can watch every move they do. Every move they do, I can watch. Every move, hey, you're a civil servant, but the father tell you, you're all out of service now.
Mm-hmm.
I can say one more thing, Aaron, before I go. Ms. Allen and Ms. Diana Francis, please call a meeting with all the contractors for the river Benue police, man. That ministry is not running properly.
Okay.
You need to fix this, man. I'm trying to take my call.
All right, urban renewal and contractors. I got you.
Yes.
All right. I'm so glad you heard what he said. GNN, right? Like, they are organized. There's a group. They're organized. They're thinking about ways. Well, first of all, they're acknowledging what issues are, and they're trying to find solutions to those problems. The importance of a strong civil society in your country. Mm-hmm. First of all, the government can't do everything. The government's not supposed to do everything.
Right.
The government's supposed to ensure that there is an environment where people can do the things that they need
quality
to do and the things that they want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But just like you said, you got a GNN, right? Mm-hmm. And people need to organize and focus their energy and their resources on the issues that are important to them. When I realized I needed to go to the 71st session of CEDAW in Geneva, the UN, I begged, I advocated, I put forward my position to as many people as I thought would be amenable to it, right? I beg for support, financial and technical and otherwise, to do it. And you got to put your resources where your passion is. Okay.
I don't want to be a negative, Nelly, but from what he was saying, right, just one thing I want to say to the caller. Some people profit off the misfortune of others. So what don't make sense to you makes dollars for someone else. So if you're like, I don't know why this is happening, it could be, not saying that this is always the case, it could be because the same people who you're calling on to fix the problem
are benefiting,
they're the ones
from,
who are benefiting from the problems,
whether
from
intentionally,
the suffering of others.
Right, whether intentionally or unintentionally.
It's unfortunate.
All right, so we're going to go to the text line. Not to be negative, but where can we read the skills needs study and gap analysis that shows the need for the various skills training to be provided by Upskill Bahamas? Without it, this becomes an illusionary benefit exercise. Okay, so we know the productivity task force is working, right? And they have been working. So it's not like they just started the work. And this is work that began, I think, maybe two administrations ago. So I agree we need to see the skills, needs, and study and gap analysis. We, the people, generally need to see it to understand why our money is being invested in the way it is being invested. But the citizenry need to see it so they could begin to plan out their life and say, okay, these are the skills they want over here. Mm-hmm. These are the skills I'm going to get. Right? Here's another text. Morning. Story of the year for me is the lady who was pregnant and I think Lauren, I'm not sure what her, I want to say Sanders, but I'm not sure that's the right name. Mm-hmm. The young lady who was pregnant, found murdered off Munnings Road. That's a big story.
It's a big story.
I agree.
Story. Very sad.
I don't want to say lump it in. I would put it into a broader category of violence against women and children. Mm-hmm. I'm putting Adrielle Moxie in that space as well. These are stories that need to be...
And the story from yesterday that we talked
the
about.
The car trunk?
The car trunk, the baby in the car trunk.
These are stories that
and
need
the,
to be
the
remembered.
I don't know what you call that. The botched abortion. The person who took the baby out themselves and left it in a bag? Was it in a bag?
Oh, so not in... The baby that was found Marshall Road?
I'm trying to remember. But it was earlier this year, so it's a little
foggy. I got
you. But it was a younger woman who had a baby, and she tried to throw it away.
I got you. Yeah.
Was that here? Maybe it was in the States. I'm a little mixed up because...
It may be here. For my person of the year,
yeah.
It is the pastor that happened upon the crying baby in the wilderness. The pastor that rescued the baby that had been abandoned, right? Mm. I think in Marshall Road. That man, right? I think the rescuers, those who step in because they know what they're supposed to do, when they're supposed to do it, and they know how to do it.
They're not like everyone, because some people would see it and they would say, I'm not getting involved. I am not going to be bothering with myself with this. I'm turning the other way.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of people would do that.
All right. So... I got another text here that says, Erin, is that the first woman commissioner of police? They had big feminist celebration for who the call is talking about. The one they said she is a woman came to change things. Okay, texter, first of all, this is a fascinating text. Who had big feminist celebration?
I'm not familiar with that.
Because it wasn't the feminist? It wasn't the feminist. Who had big feminist celebration? It wasn't the feminist. All right? Stop that. That's not nice. Mm. I celebrate a woman commissioner, but I also have great critique about commissioners in general. And this critique includes women commissioners, right?
Yes, agreed.
If you're going to be the leader of the force, then you need to manifest, engender in your presence in the operation of your daily duties, that you are prepared to train with them. You are prepared to hit the same standards that they are required to hit. My commissioner of police, whether man or woman, should be able to pick up two cars in their hand and clap them together to make the crowd silence.
Oh my God.
Right? Nobody should be feeding my commissioner of police cake.
Why?
Nobody.
It's New Year's.
Whether they mail.
What do you mean?
Oh, no, they
cake?
Do that. They did that. They did that thing. They have
cake is wonderful. No, they have a little. Hold on. Everyone deserves cake.
Hold on, Crystal. They have an event that they do. And I can't remember if it's a Christmas.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do a Christmas.
But
the annual
this
Christmas
year,
event.
There's a beautiful picture of the Prime Minister. Because you know when he smiled, the boy is just, he looked warm and inviting.
Yes.
But he smiled. I don't know if it's Obey or what, but that's the truth. Anyway, he feeding the commissioner of police cake, and she's a polite woman. She's a cultured woman, right? She ain't gonna bat his hand away. Me, I different her.
Oh, feeding cake, not giving cake.
No, feeding, like you take the spoon, scoop up the cake, and then put it in their mouth.
Did you do it with the male commissioner?
I don't care. Don't do it with none. But that's such a great point that you make.
Yeah.
See, if you wouldn't do it to a man, why are you doing it to a woman?
That's
in office.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this is my problem. There. Don't let none of these people feed you cake. Do you not see the optics? It's inappropriate. Anyway.
Maybe symbolic as well, honestly.
People did say she came to change things. That part is true.
Yeah, but we don't know. Like, how long has it been since she's gotten in? How long? A few months, right?
No.
Several months?
Yeah.
Okay, my bearing.
Several months.
Yeah, several months. But not a full year yet. And she said they were doing training. She had a whole list of things.
We've seen no follow-up.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what...
Right, like,
yeah,
give me the follow-up.
It. Yeah, we just need the follow-up for that. And that's a good New Year's story.
All right, now, a texter said 1 year. When did the Michael Johnson probe take place? Did that start last year?
No, man. That happened this year.
Because that's what my story of the year...
I'm sure, exactly, because that is what...
And she transitioned
happened.
And Fernando went out.
That was like in the summer, spring-ish time this year.
I got a text that says, you really think someone would see a baby in distress and would turn around and say, I'm not getting involved?
Yes.
I hope we've not fallen that far.
Yes.
So first of all, yes. Second
of all... I know plenty
of
people would.
We're not...
I know plenty of people who would.
We're not importing some lack of morality. That's not what we're saying here.
There are many reasons why people don't get involved when they see things happen.
Yeah.
And some of it has to do with the lack of trust. And I don't mean to bring this up. Well, how timely. That lack of trust in the police and law enforcement. Not just that. The law enforcement and judicial system. I think that's it. Because sometimes people are scapegoated or things are planted or pinned on them. We've seen this. This has been documented, right? Where things have been... planted or allegedly planted on people, and they've gotten these kind of mix-ups, and they have to go to court because they say, oh, it was this person, and they take this person into custody. And sometimes it's actually skewed against men. So a lot of men, especially when it involves children.
Yeah.
So for a man to say, forget all that, this child needs help, and to actually go out of his way to do that, that's a lot. Because sometimes they are targeted and they're taken into custody.
Here's a simple thing. A person who is so desperate that they would abandon their child on the side of the road is so desperate that they may attempt to shift the blame to somebody else if they are discovered, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And they are...
And not just that, mental health, because we don't know if they're all playing with all, you know.
So here's the text. The text says 1 year. I don't think it's been a whole year yet.
It's been a year.
The commissioner's results had nothing to do with her being female from January when they posed that nonsense. I said, we don't have time for this. I think that's what the feminist said. The feminist said, it's not just about quantity, it's also about quality, right? Being from Grand Bahama is also a meaningless qualifier. Strategist, visionary, communicator, crack investigator, traffic expert, willingness to speak truth to power. These are the qualities that might forecast a good commissioner. We've seen none, says the texter.
Oh, they're right. They're right. Well, according to this.
Here's another text.
Yeah, the 5th of January, she was, they're right. The 5th of January, she became the first female.
You see how these news cycles move so quickly?
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's another text. Thank you. Another text is sending an Our News story January 3rd. Mm-hmm. Here's a text. Only thing she forgot to do is call him daddy. I wonder if Clayton Fernandez let him feed him cake too and call him daddy. And also, let's talk about the pastor who heard Adriel screaming and ran away to supposedly get help. As alleged, right? Instead of helping her, and the baby was found. Oh boy. Texter, that's so graphic. I'm not gonna read it on it. I'm not offended by it. Just for the audience sake. Thank you, Texter. Thank you for sharing that information. It is heavy, but I must hold it. Thank you. The Texter sends the headline. If you want to capture this headline for posterity, Our News, January 3rd, 2025, quote, for the first time in Bahamian history, the Royal Bahamas Police Force officially now has its first female commissioner in the person of Shanta.
Yeah, but she was inducted on the 5th, according to this.
Yeah. All right.
So,
story of the year, person of the year, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. 242-300-5720 for Family Island listeners. Text line 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Now, Crystal, I've gotten admonishment from a lot of listeners who don't necessarily call in, but they share information with me. And I've got a lot of admonishment about not tackling those things as quickly as they share them, right? Mm. And like I wanted to say to the listening audience, 2026, we come in a little harder. in our critique of what's happening. The holiday season rolled in.
Yeah, but 2026 is going to be rough. That's an election year.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So get prepared for it. But once
accountability, everyone. Accountability. And I want to say something to the... I'm a little biased, of course, when he talked about the fourth estate, right? We have to understand that there are limitations as well, right? As a former journalist, there are limitations. We do not have freedom of information. That makes a big difference in trying to access information. A lot of news reporters are also very young. It's hard to get that information and build that relationship where things are more easily handed over, and you know people, and you say, hey, this person in charge of, statistics, Department of Statistics, I know her, that's my contact. Let me get this information. It's more difficult to do that.
And
it does make things challenging, and they don't have to give it to you.
Right.
Like, that's an excellent.
There's no requirement in law.
There's no law.
Which makes the recent commentary by the Prime Minister, curious, right? Like, it's interesting that you are now suggesting that you are heralding, right, this movement to expand and enhance the media core, the journalistic core in the country, when I think it's not unreasonable to say that one of the most successful efforts of your administration was media busting, was destabilizing the media, creating an environment where it is less likely that the media corps could do the job that you are suggesting they need help doing. I want to read from today's Nassau Guardian editorial. It's an excerpt. The title is A Year of Squandered Leadership. And coming to this point, it says, Our national press corps has largely become weak and incurious. We have many journalists today who appear more than content to rely on what is told to them rather than actually interrogated. And the public has been poorly served for it. Well, Crystal, you raised some of the issues that journalists face and that younger journalists...
Also with the police, there's a barrier there as well, right? Because the information is sent to us.
Listen,
I haven't been on
the Royal Bahamas Police Force website because if I go there again and still a mess, because all it is
it
a mess, right?
Go look at it.
Then I have to talk about it every day.
Let me continue reading from
this thing. We have many journalists today who appear more than content to rely on what is told to them rather than actually interrogated. And let me reemphasize this here. They have to rely on what's told to them. You can't get no information. Let me talk for a second. Okay. The government website wouldn't even let you copy and paste. And now, new bills that are being tabled and acts that are being tabled, you can't copy and paste them either, right? This whole conversation about we're going to enhance and grow, for what? Why would you waste those words on us when you spent such a tremendous effort destabilizing to the point where people think I'm a journalist and all I do is tell joke and talk about raccoon? Let me go back to the article. And the public has been poorly served for it, but the new year offers new opportunities. The PLP could yet discover a sense of purpose and articulate a vision that speaks honestly to the challenges ahead. So that was just a tiny excerpt from today's article that references the core. So 2025 story of the year. First on the list is sexual violence against women, children, and the vulnerable, which also includes men, right? The story, the baby found in the trunk of the car, the Lauren story, the Adriel Moxie's story. These are all stories there. Another big story, Iram Lewis crosses the floor, joins the COI. COI, I don't know what the technicalities are because, you know, when it's in their interest, these guys follow the letter of the law. But do the COI have a seat in the House? Iram Lewis crosses the floor. I think that's big news. I think on the top of my list as well, U.S. occupies South Caribbean basin. I got this story here. Trump bombs Venezuela land for first time. Is war imminent? Al Jazeera, yesterday's media. UN experts condemn U.S. naval blockade of Venezuela as illegal aggression, right? U.S. government occupies South Caribbean basin. Maybe that's not the news. The news of the year for me is, what are we saying about it? Are we not in a similar situation?
We couldn't even get SpaceX to stop dropping the uncontrolled disassembly in the water, so I don't know.
Well, we did technically stop some of it.
They're still testing.
No debris could drop in the water if no rockets launch over our water.
If we put like a big net over like the country,
a dome,
then to just catch
my Bible people, this is your time.
To the environment.
My Bible people, this is your time. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
Rachel, well, thank God for life as usual. 31st of December, thank God to still be here.
Did yes.
Did he say she was a journalist or she is a journalist?
Crystal Darling Sergeant, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I never heard her name before.
That's because she's a good journalist. It's sad to don't let you know their name.
She might be the best, but I mean, where she was working well.
I used to work at ZNS on Eyewitness News.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I know your voice sound media-like, but I just ain't familiar with your name.
Media-like.
Yeah, you can see that she have a voice for media.
Oh, yes, she do, man, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess for TV, too. A face for TV, they say. Miss Green, did their MP or get mixed up with a firearm on the island somewhere?
Listen, so I saw a headline, right? And I was curious about the headline because the headline said, man who said he was detained, mm-hmm. right? Like, they don't have any evidence of that.
When they say man, they ain't talking about the MP, though.
No, they're talking about an individual who said that he had been detained as a part of an investigation looking for something that an MP lost at a bar.
The MP lost it?
That's what the thing say.
At a bar?
Right, but see, the story, the police don't ever reference the thing. All they say is the man who said he was detained, they ain't sure what he talking about.
And they ain't say what the MP lost?
No. Not as far as I know.
Whoa.
I saw that story on our news, cousin.
But we could lost things when we at a bar. Was he drinking? Would they say he was drinking some cocktails or something?
I can tell you what. I be in bar all the time and I don't drink. So let's not assume.
So he mightn't have been drinking and just lost something.
Yeah, it could have been a constituency meeting. It could have been.
In a bar.
Yeah. Because they ain't got plenty of meeting space. It could be. I don't like the story at all, Papa. Like, I'm waiting for the internets to internet right now.
They say that's North Andres.
Yeah, I know.
I like the MP in North Andres. I like how he's fight three people.
All right. So here's the Tribune story. Man claims he was held over MP's missing firearm at bar. That's in the Tribune News Network, right?
They meant to say missing license license firearm.
Well, that's assumed. We're going to assume that. We're going to assume that if there's a firearm and it's the MP's firearm, that he was licensed and authorized to carry it, right? Yeah.
But he was in a bar and he lost it.
Well,
you're supposed to keep them gun them in your waist?
Here's the thing about missing.
You lost it out his waist?
Hold on, pause. Here's the thing about missing. You don't know where you lost it because it's missing. Second thing, I imagine that if you've been authorized to carry a firearm, you're also required to purchase an approved holster for said firearm, and you're required to carry said firearm.
And take some training.
As well. Right? Yeah. And that training should include how to properly carry your firearm.
And where to rest it and how to walk with it or how to take it.
Yeah, see, because here's the thing about it. See how you say where to rest it? I imagine never having had a license to carry a gun, when you ask, where I could rest it, in the safe. Either it's on your person or it's in the safe, and that's it.
That's where it's supposed to go.
Right, ain't no resting it nowhere. See, that's why you need a holster. Because
did they find it?
If you keep it in your belt buckle, if you keep it in your waist, what do you do when it's time to use the bathroom?
But they say he was in a bar.
I know, but this is just a hypothetical. If
did they find it?
I don't know.
I mean, the report didn't say they find the gun.
No, none of the stories I've seen so far indicated that the missing...
How many days ago this happened, man?
That story I read to you is the 19th of December.
Whoa, that's a long time. They supposed to either find a gun or know what we're talking about.
2 days ago, I got into Messenger. See, remember when Crystal was saying that although we have freedom of...
You just put me in my place. You mean the commissioner?
No. I'm talking about Crystal, darling.
Oh, the lady
Sergeant.
With you?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
But thank you. No, you remind me.
I'm Crystal, sorry.
If that happened, you remind me.
No worries. Okay, sorry.
You could correct me, no problem. She said, okay, so Eyewitness News, this somebody sent this to me on Tuesday. Man claims unlawful detention for alleged MP's missing firearm, right? So 19th of December, I think there should be more clarity, but
that's just me.
I ain't nobody.
No, by now it should be. That's what we need in this country of 2026 and beyond. We need more follow-ups on these stories, man.
Yes, sir. But listen,
we need more follow-up. I don't know who to blame for that or what we could do to make it better. We need more follow-up.
Tell Guardian, give him 2 hours in the night, like from 10 to 12.
Well, Guardian could lead the way, but it's more than Guardian.
I know.
Manuel would be bringing these stories, need to do more following up.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, right? You say that's a pastor who was going, doing his exercise and find the baby.
Yeah.
We will know how the baby doing. We will know, is it a way we could offer to help assist with the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Did we name the baby?
Yeah.
We will find out, did you find the mother? Woman, come on, man. Follow up. You know what I was wondering?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, listening to the news, and I talked to you yesterday about the baby they find in the bathroom. I didn't know what else they were saying mm-hmm. something about allegedly what the daddy tell the mother and all of that foolishness, right? I was wondering, like, is it a law? Do they have to implement something or what? How do we as public or show like to open our mouth and cry on the radio when we hear these bad things happening? How do we assist? How do we leave the door open and say, well, bring the baby to me?
Mm-hmm.
Does the law allow them to bring the baby to me? And then I go legally and deal with the baby, but to assist the baby rather than leaving the baby in the bush and mosquito biting, but put it in the bathroom. If the man don't want the baby, my God. And
yeah.
The next thing about it, these legal terms, right?
Uh-huh.
I listen to the news.
Listen, I got two more callers, so let's make
this
one.
Yes, we don't know if the daddy didn't know the woman was pregnant. My God, they must have wasn't having nothing because you could feel a baby growing in the belly.
Yeah.
You understand? So the big story is the baby who they find hanging out the door and the mommy and daddy is right in the front seat. I don't know how much they do.
But they were sentenced today. The story came up this year.
We just need to look out for our children no more. And it should be a way that we could go up and find out where the little boy, what they find in the bush with mosquitoes biting him.
Yeah.
Let's go find out how we can help. Let's find out, like, how we could do more things than just talking about, oh, that's sad and that sounds so bad. Let's get involved. Is it an avenue we could get involved?
Thank you, Papa. Absolutely. Producer, I could take the... Y'all hear that music, right? I gotta go. Callers, I apologize. Oh, all right. I apologize, callers. I gotta go to the break. Raggy and my producer right now. Y'all stay tuned. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and Crystal Darling Sergeant. We coming right back. Stay tuned.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. We got a lot of texts. I got a text here that says, hey, Erin and guests, we understand that it's conflicting when government, politics, and police getting involved in social media. Okay, so I think the text is saying, like, you want to talk about things that are happening, but your only source is social media, right? Mm-hmm. That's difficult to do.
So right. Sometimes, so it depends, because you could follow official news outlets on social media.
Right, but I don't think that's what we're talking about.
Because
you're an official news outlet, whether you're on social media or not, but more of the tabloid-style news outlets on social media.
And commentary
That I can use that to begin an investigation, but I can't read directly from that. And I can't use that as my source on the air to have a conversation about what's within it. All right, I had a text here that says, Erin, see why I like listening to Crystal? Both her and I agree that they allegedly plant things on people. The texter goes on. Did all these pastors and people really abuse these little girls? Question mark. Or were they framed? Question mark. Are all these girls really runaways? Question mark. So first thing I want to say is, texter, are you okay? It's okay to not be okay, but are you okay? The second thing I want to say is, perhaps that's why violence and sexual violence towards women and girls and vulnerable people is at the top of my story of the year list.
Yeah. So I think some of them do. People in positions of power, sometimes they take advantage of the power and they do end up abusing the people under them, whether it's sexual, financial, whatever violence. We talked about all these different types of violence in the past and also emotional violence, right? Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Still there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Yes, good morning to you. And Crystal, it is?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Erin, I really can't think of a website that could be designed by anybody alive, and I can't copy its content. I don't.
Yeah, but do I have an hour and a half to figure out how to copy and paste from a site that is set up to not allow copy and pasting? I had to set up a speech to text app on my device and read it through, and then go back and edit it.
Oh, you go that route. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's one way to do it. But you know, what I think should be making great news is Guardian Radio. Smart news, fresh news and smart talk, because you guys are really setting an example as to what it should be like when it comes to journalism. Give persons an opportunity to express. That don't happen all day on any radio station that I know of in this world.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, if I had about $200 million, I would take 100 of that, and I would put all y'all as candidates, if you want to be, and let's become a new government and bring in a new government system, because right now we have an Adrian Gibson case that's making news, and that can be making news for the next 5 years.
This of May?
That ain't never coming to fruition. You know, you see what I'm saying? But I was always taught, if you're walking with your handgun, just don't have it pointing down at your toe if you have any ammunition, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Your big toe or your little toe. Y'all stop playing with guns.
So this is what I was going to say before the commercial break. So it seems to be, and to add to what he just said, a different, we know that it's a different standard, or it seems to be a different standard for for political people and people in positions of power. Mm-hmm. We saw how the whole Michael Johnson case went. We saw how different politicians, they...
Let me stick a pin right there.
Allegedly implicated.
No, stick a pin. In different situations. I got you. We're coming right back.
And he mentioned... We're coming right back to it.
We're coming right back to it. Then, headline, yeah. Cornish and Fox chosen as PLP candidates for Abaco. Nassau Tribune, 30th of December. The Progressive Liberal Party has selected its candidates for the Abaco constituencies in the upcoming general election, with incumbent Kirk Cornish and newcomer Bradley Fox Jr. set to carry the party's banner. Multiple sources confirmed that Mr. Cornish will be nominated for North Abaco, while Mr. Fox, the PLP branch chairman for Central and South Abaco, will contest that seat. Party insiders said the selections followed interviews conducted by the PLP's candidates committee earlier this month and are expected to be ratified next month. Here we go. Meanwhile, Mr. Cornish's renomination has also drawn criticism from some PLP supporters who argue he could have done more for the community, particularly on road repairs and other infrastructure issues. That's
not
all.
Even talking about that.
However, North Abaco PLP branch chair Anastasia Dawkins said, now this is not in quotes, this is not a quote, this is from the article. North Abaco PLP branch chair Anastasia Dawkins said the branch will support his renomination once confirmed. Now, I don't know exactly what that means. Sometimes I like to speculate. Sometimes I'm forced to speculate. I don't know exactly what that means. However, why are y'all renominating Mr. Cornish? See, in the Westminster system,
no comment.
Honorable people do the honorable thing and resign when their honor is called into question, even if they are found not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
See, we acknowledging that the boy was found not guilty,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's saying that. But in the Westminster system, honorable people do the honorable thing and you resign.
It's the same thing.
How you get to reoffer for nomination? We are not pleased with this.
Is Adrian Gibson also being renominated?
I don't know. But see, his case hasn't come forward yet. Mr. Cornish has been acquitted or found not guilty. He's been found not guilty. Mm-hmm. However, in the Westminster system, honorable people do the honorable thing when their honor is called into question. Here's a text. Oh, caller. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller. Caller, you there?
The standard is a little
gone. Sorry, I missed you, caller. Here's a text, Miss Green. Kudos to you and Guardian Radio for being a real talk host, unlike those other jokey radio stations who take long breaks when news is still happening. Yeah, I'd say Guardian Radio, all talk, all day, committed to engaging the general public throughout the holidays, attempting to balance spiritual and religious culture and traditions, right? With the need to share the news. News is an essential service. All right, here. Not sure if y'all know the viral TikTok that was surfacing, but there's this video with one of the school resource officers engaging in a hand play activity with some of the students. In light of what's going on within the RBPF, we need some positivity. The officer is engaging with the children in a fun and non-negative way. Yeah, man, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I thought that was cool, and I thought that was cool of the officer to not worry about whether people questioned what he did. He engaging with young people,
mm-hmm.
right? He has to now balance being, you know, on the job
and being a little silly and a little loose
mm-hmm. with the young people. Kudos to you, officer. Thank you for the dose of positive text. Mm-hmm. As a text, would you agree the second biggest story is the local case with the audio tape with the police officers, Miss Johnson and the other case in the indictment case overseas, Texter. I have it on my list. I was calling it off for days now. There's the Michael Johnson probe and the U.S. indictment. And there's another story that should go, all of those two stories should be in a bundle together. There's a third story from Hamilton, Canada, right, where 27 suspects, I think, arrested on 124 charges with links to Bahamian gang. Right? Like, you're right. These are all top stories. Crystal, as we go through this list, you throw in what you want to throw in. SpaceX, story of the year. Von Miller dies. Tragic. Bay Street fire, wildfire season. Was this the year of the plea deal? I can bring that article to y'all in 2026. Iram Lewis crosses the floor. Middle class pirates, the barge, and the reef. Tropical storm Imelda. Kirk Cornish ratified. Minnis doesn't get a nomination. U.S. occupies South Caribbean basin. There's no JCNP in Junkanoo. And they still had to fire people. But at least they fired.
But not just that. What difference? Anyway. To me, I didn't see any visual difference in what usually happens there.
Right? Good point.
As a viewer.
Good point. Is there an immigration crisis or what? The missing surplus and the missing apology. Rodney Munker dies. Newborn found in the back of the trunk. For Person of the Year, the man who found the baby in the bushes. And Candy Gibson from Foam. That's who I'm nominating for Person of the Year. Oh, and my producer, Kermit. I raggy him hard this year. He work hard. You guys, have a great day. Crystal, thank you for joining me.
Yes. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy Christian New Year.
Happy Christian New Year.
You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
For Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. And bring it right here.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.